You're listening to a live Dominican University of California sports broadcast dedicated to academic and athletic excellence, brought to you by radio.dominican.edu.
Give me freedom, give me fire, give me reason, take me higher.
And we are back for the men's game here in beautiful San Rafael. They'll be taking on the Point Loma Sea Lions here in the Collins Center. Beautiful day, a 3 p.m. start tonight. 3 minutes left till this game's going to get underway. We have the 7-2 Penguins off to a blazing start, 1-0 in Pac West with that thrilling overtime victory over Azusa Pacific, taking on Point Loma Nazarene, who is 5-2, 1-1 in conference. They won Thursday against Holy Names. They have a loss against Academy of Art in Pac West play. Should be a good game today, Swanee.
Last year, these two teams matched up. Dominican got the better end. It clobbered them by 18. Hopefully we can get the same result here in the Conlon Center. But like you said, last night was a dandy. But this team that the Sea Lions bring in is deep. They play a good 12 guys, 10 guys all playing above 12 minutes.
That is something that might help them as they're playing their third game in 5 days. They are deep, so maybe they aren't as tired as other teams would be during that stretch. The Penguins coming off a 91-89 win on Thursday over Azusa Pacific. Miles Carrillo hit yet another game winner. You had the call on that. What'd that feel like?
I had adrenaline running all through my body. It was unbelievable. I was pretty stoked for that. And I think you can kind of see who's emerging as that. We're going to call him that Kobe shot maker. That last second when the time's winding down, it's been Carrillo stepping up twice for the Penguins. He's got ice in his veins.
And today is all gold everything day for the Penguins. They're unveiling some new beautiful, the shorts look beautiful, some new all-gold uniforms, so everyone in the stands was encouraged to wear gold, and the first 100 students were given these nice Dominican gold shirts, so it's going to be a good crowd today. It should be lively. Everyone's catching on to the fire that this team is playing with. 7-2, 1-0 in conference, another home game against Point Loma. What are we seeing from the Point Loma Tide? Who are their main guys to go to?
All-around guards. They got two guys in the backcourt who really can score with Lesko and Clausen. Lesko kind of does it all. He leads team in scoring and steals, second on in the team in assists. Klassen's our main three-point weapon, 10 for 30 from downtown. He leads the team in assists, second in scoring and steals. So they really work through the backcourt with those two players.
So it should be a good guard game as the Dominican features their own good guards themselves. We have Taplin playing very well. He scored 14 points last night. Then we have Schwartz Emerson coming off the bench, who scored 14 last night as well. So we are going to counter their amazing guard play with our own guard play of ourselves with Carrillo, Taplin, and Hayes.
It will be a backcourt battle. Front court advantage Penguins with Haysbert, Golson, and you got drawing a blank.
How are you drawing a blank? You had the best call of the season and you don't know what are you what point are we
Excuse
trying to
me, get? Just Haysbert and Olson, I think you're going to be able to outman down low.
And they played a great game last conference game against Azusa. Golson led the team with 18 points. Haysbert had 17. I think the size advantage should help them inside. It's going to be about avoiding the pressure of the Sea Lions and making sure they get the ball inside, because when the Penguins get the ball down low, they are a very dangerous team to beat.
They are.
And
the
new jerseys are coming off. The warm-up shirts are coming off. Very slick gold jerseys, white-trimmed lettering. They have black trim down the shorts with the Penguins at a diagonal letter. Very nice jerseys. That they were sponsored by Gold Rush Jewelry, so thank you to them as we are here for All Gold Everything Day. And we have the starters for the Sea Lions coming out. We have Merrick Clausen, the 6'1 junior guard from British Columbia, Canada. And we have number 24 coming out, Taylor Wetherell, 6-foot guard. He's a senior from Aliso Viejo, California. Very good role player. Not too much scoring from him, but he will do it all in the stat sheet as assists and rebounds. Also up front, we have the leading scorer, as my friend Alex mentioned, Hayden Lesko. He'll begin to start, the 6'5 junior from Folsom, California. He's averaging 13.8 points per game. Also at guard, we have number 4, Judd Wellfinger, the 6'5 guard, sophomore from Mesa, Arizona. This team recruits well out of state, which you can see from Columbia, Norway, Arizona. Very, very well recruited. Should see a lot of scoring from him as well. He's tied for second on the team in scoring. Also, rounding out their starting lineup, we have A.J. Usari, the 6'10 forward who will be going up against Golson most likely. He's a senior from Huntington Beach. He does a lot of rebounding and averages 7.6 points per game. For the Penguins, we have Miles Carrillo, number 21, coming off a beautiful, beautiful game ender against Azusa Pacific. He's going to look to build off that. The senior guard will get it going. Also playing guard, we have Dominique Taplin, who handles the ball most on every possession. He does a great job of getting the paint. Great slasher. Very good player. He'll be playing at guard. We have the swing 2-3 player, Matt Hayes, who can knock down a three from anywhere. He has joined the starting lineup. He's been very hot of late as he scored 16 points last night. And down low, we have Devin Golson, who scored 18 points in the PacWest opener. He'll be playing down low. Also, we have Connor Haysbert, who scored 17 before he fouled out in the overtime game. He's the very tall guy. Let's just stay with that. And that's what the Penguins are going to do in the starting lineup. Sea Lions versus the Penguins getting ready for tip-off here. Our officials tonight are going to be Coban Lopez, Dwayne Ailey, and Matt Diddy. This should be a dandy. Hopefully, same result as last one, pulling out a victory for the Penguins.
I can't wait to see Taplin and Lesko go at it, and Usari and Haysbert down low. Those are the two matchups I'm really keying in on tonight.
And here we are, getting ready for tip. The ref is going to blow it. Here we go. And the all-gold uniforms with black trim. First time wearing them. Let's see how they do in the Collins Center. The Penguins will be going towards the south end of the court. Sea Lions will be headed towards the north end. And the Penguins win the tip. Miles Carrillo has it up top. Carrillo will be defended tonight by Merrick Clausen. See how he does against the quick Carrillo. Taplin has the ball up top now. Taplin swings over the right wing, Matt Hayes. Matt Hayes can't find Haysbert inside as being fronted. Carrillo has the ball, cross-court pass to Taplin. Taplin gets inside, nice drive, jump shot is good. Beautiful mid-range jumper there from Taplin. We talked about it earlier, he gets to the paint well, settles for a jumper there.
He's going to be able to shoot over Wethrell if he's going to be the man checking Taplin tonight.
Wethrell brings it up and gets it over to Lesko. Lesko passes it out to Wethrell. Wethrell dribbling, can't find an opening, swings it over to Clausen. Clausen inside to the big A.J. Usari, who dumps it off inside to, and we're going to go get a foul called as Sea Lions junior Morgan was going up for a shot, and his foul is going to go on Connor Haysbert, his first foul of the game.
Morgan, the transfer from Fresno City College. This is not a custom. He loves to get to the stripe, leads this team in free throws made and attempted.
And the 6'6 junior from Bakersfield steps to the line for his first two free throws of the game. He's averaging 12.8 points per game. He knocks down the first one. Score early, 2-1. Penguins lead. Just one possession into the game for both teams. Dominican wearing those all-gold uniforms as the Sea Lions will be countering with the all-red. I mean, all-green. Get my colors mixed up sometimes, Swanee. And the second free throw is in that one. He knocks down both. Devin Golson will be inbounding the ball on the north end of the court. Penguins are going towards the south end of the Collins Center. Good crowd tonight. Should see a great game. Matt Hayes has it on the left wing. Gives it up top to Golson. Golson dribbles and hands off to Carrillo. Carrillo, nice 1-2 crossover. Gets out to Golson for a wide open three. He can shoot that just off the right side of the rim, and Sea Lions get the rebound. Lesko looks to push. Leading scorer. Dribbles around his back. Swings over left-handed pass into the corner. Wethrell fakes three. Gets inside the paint. He doesn't know what to do with it. Good DV by Haysbert inside, and he forces a travel.
Stayed straight up. Moved his feet exceptionally well. Cut off the lane for Wethrell, forced a turnover.
Yeah, not many players are going to want to shoot over Haysbert there inside, especially a guard of Wethrell's size, only 6 foot tall. Could not go up, and he forced the travel there. Golson has the ball on the right wing. Gives up top to Matt Hayes. Hayes gives it off to Taplin. Taplin to Carrillo in the left corner. Carrillo drives with the left hand, pulls up, passes out to Golson. Golson finds Haysbert inside. Wild pass. Haysbert corrals it. Goes up for a shot. His block tipped out. Taplin has it. 14 left in the shot clock. Calls for a pick from Haysbert. Goes left. Goes right. Gets inside. Knifes and wheels and gets his second basket of the day soft off the glass.
Taplin off to a hot start. That's always nice to see if you're a Penguin fan.
4-2 Penguins early. Sea Lions have the ball. Clausen has it on the left wing. Good pressure by Taplin. He's hounding him. And he's going to get called for a foul as he got that second hand on. We talked about it in earlier broadcast. The NCAA is really clamping down on two hands on the defender, I mean on the offensive guy.
You could see the overplay by Taplin just a little bit, but he's given Clausen all he can handle. He does not look comfortable trying to attack Taplin.
Wetherell inbounding the ball on the sideline. Clausen comes to get it, and he does. The 6'1 junior from Canada gives it off to Wetherell. He gets it back. Nothing really going on inside right now as the leading scorer. Lesko gets the ball on the right wing. He dribbles to the right, gets to the paint. Nice, strong finish, and that's why he's the leading scorer. Takes him, score knotted up at 4-4.
He's a 6'5 guard. He can shoot it from outside and get inside and slash, as we saw there.
Carrillo swings over to Taplin. Taplin uses a pick from Golson. Ball is then worked over to Carrillo on the right wing. Given back up top to Golson. Golson finds Matt Hayes, who can knock it down from anywhere. He uses a pick from Golson, gets it over to Carrillo. 15 left in the shot clock. Screen from Haysbert. Carrillo gets inside the paint. Jump stop. Gets a pass out to Haysbert. Nice elbow jumper, but misses it just in and out. Sea Lions get the rebound. Taylor Weatherell brings it up. Dribbling with his left. Crosses back over to his right. Swings over to Clausen on the left wing. Gets it back. Weatherell fakes the pass. Gets inside. Hangs. Passes to Lesko. Lesko behind the back. Nice move. Hands it off. Ball is swung up top to Weatherell for three, and he knocks it down.
You could see a lot of help coming to Lesko once he drives. Left Weatherell open for top of the key three. Got to get on him.
7-4, Penguins trail. 16:53 left in the half. Golson swings up top to Hayes. Taplin has the ball. Look for him to go on isolation. He's getting to the paint with Will. He passes off to Golson. Golson then works it over to Hayes in the right wing. Hayes uses a screen to the elbow, passes to Taplin. Taplin swings over to Carrillo for three. You don't see too many threes from Carrillo. He misses. Fight for the rebound. Golson ends up with it. Yes, he does, in the right corner of the south end Conlin Center. Ball is worked back up to Carrillo in the left wing. Nice pass inside. Haysbert goes one-on-one. Jump shot right. Just misses. Fight for the rebound. Ends up in Clausen's hands. Clausen looks to push. One-on-two. Does not have numbers. Pulls it back out. Swung over to Weatherell in the right corner. Can't shoot it as he gets it up to Lesko now in the left wing. He brings it steadily back up top. We have an off-ball foul drawn by Haysbert. Good job inside. Too aggressive was Junior Morgan, and that's going to be his first foul of the game.
Morgan using that chicken wing to try to clear out space on Haysbert, creating the offensive foul.
And really look for the Penguins to get the ball to tap when he scored all 4 points right now. He's getting to the paint. He's very quick off that first step, and I don't think Weatherell can hand with him right now.
I don't think the Sea Lions have an answer for Taplin. I would agree with you, partner.
Carrillo swings over to Taplin on the right wing. And like we said, Taplin gets to the paint, shoots it, just misses. He gets his own rebound, fight for it. He misses again, fight for the rebound. Sea Lions end up with that one on the second try. Clausen pushes. Weatherell runs, leaks, but does not complete the pass, and it's tipped out of bounds.
Great job of the Penguins getting back in transition D.
And we're going to have our first media timeout of the game at 15 minutes and 47 seconds left in the half. 7-4, Penguins trail early. I like the action I'm seeing from Taplin.
I think you're going to really have to work through Taplin. You saw Haysbert get two good looks on the low block. That's just waiting for that shot to fall. He's money with that hook over his left shoulder. Good balance right now for the Penguins. I feel Sea Lions are going to be relying on that guard play for their scoring, as you saw Weatherell hit the three and Lesko get inside. But great pace to start the game.
Yeah, more often than not, I'll take Haysbert down low one-on-one. So keep looking for Haysbert and Taplin as they have the mismatches on the offensive side of the ball. Some early stats for you. Just 5 minutes into the half, the leading scorer, four-point Loma, is Taylor Weatherell with that three-pointer. Then 2 points for Morgan, 2 points for Lesko. And for Dominicans, all 4 points have come from Dominique Taplin.
You can't ask for more. You see Taplin is able to start the game out with a nice mid-range jumper. And then he starts getting in the lane. He's one of the best Penguins at getting in the lane, creating his own shot once he gets inside.
And the reason he's so successful with that is he has a nice first step to either direction. He can go left, and he can also dribble to his strong right hand. Very good, ambidextrous, you could say, as getting to the lane.
Whenever you can use your right or left hand, it makes your game that much more versatile.
And Taplin on the season is averaging 14, a little over 14 points per game, so you know he can fill up a stat sheet in the score department. And inbounding the ball in the north end. Going towards the south end will be Matt Hayes. He gives it off to Carrillo. Carrillo calls a play. No rush right now. Still not past half court. That was a slow walk there. Carrillo gets a pass now. 25 left on the shot clock. Balls finds Matt Hayes in the right corner. Hayes for a pullback three just off the right side of the rim. Fight for the board. Goes Sea Lions way. They push it off to Clausen. Clausen dribbling on the right wing. Pulls back out to the middle of the court. Gets it inside to Morgan. Morgan uses a nice up and under move there to get 2 points.
The 6'6 Morgan working on the 6'3 Bates. That's a little bit of a mismatch. Penguins might have to help there on defense.
9-4, Penguins trail early. Taplin has the ball on the right wing, gives it to Matt Hayes in the corner. Carrillo finds it up top, gets to the free throw line. Nothing doing, he pulls it back out towards the three-pointer. Golson has it, gives it off to Taplin. Taplin then swings it to Carrillo. Carrillo dribbles in between his leg, finds himself fadeaway. That's what he's known for, just off the glass. the Sea Lions get the rebound. Clawson pushes again. Tip pass over to A.J. Useri. He misses the shot. Carrillo with the rebound. They look to push. Golson on the right wing. One-on-one. Nice move to get inside. Can't finish the shot. Johnny Bates with the rebound. That's what he's in there for, is the rebounds and a good hustle rebound there. Matt Hayes over to Golson in the left corner. Taplin up top. Gives it to Carrillo. Carrillo inside to Bates. Bates for two. That shot's no good. Fight for the board. Ends up in A.J. Useri's hands.
You saw Bates hesitate on that shot a little bit.
Hayden Lesko pushes the nice block by Golson coming over to help Bates. Sea Lions still have the ball. They give it over to Weather. Weatherell, he swings it out. Lesko finds on the right wing for three. The lefty jump shot just misses.
Good closeout by Hayes as Lesko had a good look at it.
Good rebound by Golson as well as they bring it up slowly to Carrillo. Carrillo gives it over to Taplin. He had four early points. Nothing yet. Golson has it up top. He swings through, gives it over to Hayes, has it back. Taplin now has it on the left wing. Carrillo finds it in the left corner, looking for a screen from Bates. Doesn't use it. Gets to the paint. Nice swing pass to Hayes for three. Hayes just misses off the right side of the rim again. He's missed both three-pointers from the right rim. And we have an off-ball foul drawn by Carrillo. Good job fighting for the board as he draws the foul there.
And that's Hayes' hot spot. Sea Lions playing with fire right now. He don't want to leave Matt Hayes open for the tray.
Yeah, and he's missed both shots off the right side of the rim. He will make his adjustments as he's coming out for Schwartz Emerson, another guy who can shoot the three well. He scored 14 points off the bench. He's a very good sixth man. And also coming in for the Penguins, they'll be doing two substitution, is Josh Armstrong, the 6'3 freshman. No, he's not. They're not going to award him yet. I'm going to say it was too late to the booth. Taplin inbounds it. Schwartz Emerson swings it over to Carrillo. Carrillo hands off to Golson. Working around the perimeter, Taplin finds it on the right wing. Carrillo now has it on the right wing, gives it up to Schwartz Emerson. Golson for three. He can shoot it. Knocks it down. Bang, bang, Golson for three.
They left him open. He missed his first three-point attempt. They sag off him again. He makes him pay.
And the big man can shoot the three, as we've talked about all season long. He knocks one down. 7-9, Penguins trail by two. And the Sea Lions have the ball. Mike Polenta. Planetta gets to a lot of new subs as Garrison has the ball up top. Ball finds Planetta in the right corner. Now up top is Evan Garrison. Hayden Lesko has it, uses the screen. Nice over-under dribble. Gives it inside to Useri. Shot missed. Follows his own rebound as he hangs for a two-pointer.
The 6'10 center down low, able to follow up his shot. Penguins got to get a nice job of trying to get a body on him and box him out.
11-7, Penguins trail. Taplin has the ball on the left wing. Golson now has it in the left corner. He's being pressured as they know he can shoot the three. Gives it back over to Carrillo. Swung around the perimeter to Schwartz Emerson in the right wing. Schwartz Emerson dribbles to the left. Help defense by the Sea Lions. Very good. Carrillo gets inside. Ball passed to Golson. He goes up. Doesn't get the foul. Yes, he does, and hangs and finishes. Great job by Golson inside.
Excellent use of the shot fake. Got Useri in the air, took the contact, and finished.
And the swing 3-4 is doing it all. He hit a three earlier, now getting inside, trying to get a three-point play the more traditional way. And coming in is going to be Josh Armstrong. Now he gets to come in, the 6'3 freshman from Fountain Valley, California. He'll be taking Taplin's place as he had an early 4 points. Score 11-9. Golson going to the line, looking to make it a one-point deficit. Golson on the season is shooting only 51% from the free throw. He's looking to improve on that. We know he can do much better from the line. This free throw is up, and it's no good. And the rebound goes to the Sea Lions. Newly entered Malcolm Collins with the board. Gives it off to Garrison. Like Alex said, this team is deep, and they will play 12 to 13 men a game. Right now, that's showing true. Planetta on the right wing. Gives it off to Lesko. Lesko passes it over to Garrison. Garrison towards the middle of the court. Gives it over to Collins. Collins inside to Lesko. Lesko bounce pass, knocked out. Saved by the Lions. Lesko finds himself for an open three. The lefty jumper is long. Fight for the board. It's going to end up with the Penguins as Collins could not corral it.
Penguins got lost in rotation. Left Lesko wide open there for a three. We're fortunate that he didn't knock it down.
And he is the leading scorer so far, yet to get it going, as he is 0 for 2 from 3. Another media timeout with 11 minutes and 47 seconds left in the half. Penguins trailed early, 11-9 on all gold everything day. Many students are getting those free gold shirts that we talked about. Dominican unveiling the new gold jerseys. What do you think of those jerseys?
I love them. I love how they broke it out for this Saturday afternoon game.
Yeah, sometimes Saturday afternoon games are tough for students to get to, especially with finals going on. But we do have a very nice crowd here today. So applaud that from the Dominican fan base as they're starting to catch notice. A very good start to the season, 7-2, 1-0 in Pac West. This team is no slouch.
The word is getting out that these Penguins are starting to put together a run here, and they're going to be dangerous, and I could see them definitely getting a conference bid when it's all said and done.
And this is the back end of their two first home games in conference play. They beat Azusa Pacific 91-89 in overtime on Thursday. Next opponent for them after this Point Loma game will be Academy of Art in San Francisco, December 14th. So that's next Saturday. They have a week off after this game. It's important to get this win here today.
It is, and you got to protect your home court. Got it done last night against Azusa. Very, very grinding out comeback win. To start 2-0, especially to win on your home court, sends a message to the league.
Early on, Dominican scoring has been divided between two players only. Devin Golson leads the team with 6, and Taplin had 4. And for Point Loma, leading scorer is Junior Morgan with 4. Play resumes. Johnny Bates has it up top, swings it over to the freshman in the right corner, gets inside to Golson. Nice fake move, but he does not get the foul and misses the shot right off the rim. And a rebound goes to the Sea Lions. They push to Lesko. Lesko gives it back to Garrison. Garrison for 3. His 3 is long. And the rebound is going to go towards the Penguins as it bounced out of bounds. Score is 11-9, not 11-10, so that's what the stat thing was wrong. Golson only has 5. Taplin has 4. Still scoring only has with 2 players for the Penguins. Ball finds its way over to Schwartz Emerson, who drives. Gets into the paint, looking for someone. Can't find anything. Gives it out to Taplin. Taplin gets to the paint. He pushes off, though. That's how he got to the paint. They're going to call a foul on him.
Good defense there from Planeta. Cut off the lane from Taplin.
And that's Taplin's 2nd foul, so he'll be coming out early. Matt Hayes comes in for him. And newly entered for the Sea Lions is going to be Junior Morgan, their leading scorer today. He's going to be taking the place of A.J. Useri.
Penguins have switched up their D into this 2-3 zone, trying to switch a new look for the Sea Lions to try to attack.
And Garrison has the ball up top, gives it over to Lesko on the right wing. Lesko finds Garrison. He gets inside to Collins. Collins on the left corner. Cross-court pass over to Lesko. Gives it back to Garrison. Garrison directing traffic. Lesko now has it on the right wing. They're denying his left hand, but he draws the foul going left anyway.
One of those hand check calls. And that's one thing you can try to beat Lesko with is force him to go right.
And you can see early foul trouble going to be a problem for the Penguins. They have 14 fouls already. And we have 2 new subs coming in for the Sea Lions. We have Sam Okotin and Marek Clausen coming back in the game. Ball finds Garrison up top. He gives it over to Planeta. Planeta being pressured well by the freshman, Josh Armstrong. And it's going to be called a foul, another hand check foul. It's 2 in a row there on the hand check call.
Sea Lions run a ball screen and have a wing player curl right around that. Penguins trailing with that hand right on the waist. They're going to call that foul every time.
5 team fouls for the Penguins already. And the ball is inbounded to Mike Planeta. He finds his way, knifes his way to the paint, and he finishes for 2. And Armstrong looking to push. Gives it over to Bates. Bates outside to Golson. Golson fakes 3. Fakes 3 twice. Gets inside. Nice take. Hangs with a lefty layup. Devin Golson is being a beast right now early on. 11-13 Penguins trail.
Blew right by Okotin. A little lingerie on the deck.
There you go. Inside the Sea Lions. Get it. Nice defense by Hayes as he denies the pass and gets the steal. Hayes looking to push. Doesn't have numbers. Pulls it back out to Armstrong. Armstrong swings over to Golson. Golson on fire right now. Gives it up to Armstrong. Armstrong passes around the perimeter to Schwartz Emerson in the left corner. Finds himself back with the ball. Gives over to Golson. Golson to Carrillo in the right corner now. Hayes, that is not Carrillo. Carrillo's looking to come in. Schwartz Emerson on the left wing. Uses a pick from Bates. Schwartz Emerson can knock it down. Does he? No. Misses the 3. Nice rebound by Armstrong. They have the ball. Shot clock resets. 9 minutes and 35 seconds left in the half. Armstrong on the left wing. Finds Bates inside. Bates baseball pass over to Schwartz Emerson in the right corner. Schwartz Emerson hangs, looks for contact, no foul called. Suspect there, and another offensive rebound. Golson ends up with it. He hangs, does get the foul call. I was waiting for that foul call there, avoiding the contact and trying to get to the line. First time the refs called it there.
Penguins outworking the Sea Lions right now on the offensive glass, and it's been all Devin Golson early.
Devin Golson will be going to the line. He's only shooting 51% from the line this year. 0 for 1 today in the game. 11-13, Penguins trail. 9 minutes and 20 seconds left in the half. His first free throw is good. That one looked good. Hopefully he can keep. They always say, the players always say, the first free throw is the hardest out of the two. Because once you get it down, you know your position, you know your release. So the second one hopefully will be towards that thinking. And we have newly entered Miles Carrillo and Haysbert getting back in the game, taking the place of Armstrong and Bates. Golson's second free throw is good. Maybe they're right. Second free throw is easier. 13-12. Penguins trail by one. Sea Lions have the ball. Clausen on the right wing gets it inside to Morgan. Morgan back outside to Planeta. His three is off. Fight for the rebound. Haysbert gets pushed, and he draws the foul. Great job getting up and getting it by Haysbert.
Sea Lions not hitting from outside, which is a good sign for the Penguins. Haysbert doing an excellent job boxing out. You're not going to get a rebound over him when he has position.
Yeah, now the Sea Lions are 1-for-4 from three, so just 25% early on. That's a good sign for the Penguins. And that's going to be the first foul on Okotin as he comes out. Coming back in is Useri. No, Okotin stays in. Useri takes the place of a different player. Carrillo brings it up. Swings it over to Hayes. Hayes passes down to the right corner, Schwartz-Evanston. Ball finds itself to Golson up top. He gets inside of Matt Hayes. Schwartz-Evanston, right corner, wide open three. Good ball movement. Misses the three. Fight for the rebound. Haysbert goes up, making it tough, but Useri ends up with it. And the Sea Lions looking to push back. Mark Clausen has the ball. Marek passes over. Could not handle the ball in the right corner. Is Sam Okotin. He drives, misses the layup. Rebound goes towards Golson.
Golson again on the boards, doing an excellent job.
Carrillo brings up a little bit more speed on the right wing. Dribbles it back. Golson has the ball, uses a screen. Schwartz-Emerson now with it. Golson flashes, gets the ball, passes out to Schwartz-Emerson, fakes the three, gets to the elbow, now to the paint. Double team, pass out to Carrillo. 15 on the shot clock. He finds it in the paint now. Haysbert pump fake. He has the ball on the right block. He's blocked. Matt Hayes goes up for it, and he's fouled. A lot going on right now inside. Physical play by both teams.
Great ball movement by the Penguins. Great defensive rotation by the Sea Lions. Matt Hayes once again on the offensive glass, able to create and draw a foul.
It's got a very physical start to this game. Both teams are trying to bang inside and get contact calls, which is evident in the five team fouls for both squads. Matt Hayes will be stepping to the line for his first free throw of the game. He's shooting 79% on the season. Makes the first one. Tie score right now, 13-13, 8 minutes and 6 seconds left in the half. Golson will be coming out very productive. 12 minutes for him to start the game. Coming in will be Carl Orner. He can shoot a three. He plays a very good pick-and-pop game. He'll be taking Golson's place. Hayes steps to the line for a second free throw. Looking to take their first lead of the game. This one is good. Penguins lead 15-13. The scoreboard is really slow right now. 15-13, Penguins lead. Sea Lions break the press. It was a soft 1-1-1. Really just sag press there. Ball finds itself over to Trevor Peterson. He goes up and is blocked. Ball gets into Carrillo's hands. Carrillo pushes on the left wing. Uses a pick from Haysbert. Gets all the way to the paint. Hangs, misses the shot, fight for the offensive rebound again, goes to Marek Clausen though. He looks to counter. Clausen has the ball on the right elbow. Nice steal by Carrillo. Carrillo on the right wing, 2-on-2. Matt Hayes ran the other block. Haysbert, nice trail, and he gets the handoff and goes up for a shot and is fouled.
That's Carrillo's specialty. He can see the floor so well. Knew he had Haysbert trailing, dumped it off to him. Great pass there by Carrillo on the break.
Way to run the court. I thought they were going to give it to Hayes on the left block, but instead Haysbert ran the court. A nice spinning handoff by Carrillo. Draws the foul. Haysbert will be going to the line for two. Then that's maybe a bigger thing to note is that it's Okotin's third foul already. Key man off the bench for these Sea Lions.
That is. That's basically their sixth man. And you saw Peterson on the offensive end try to go right at Haysbert, and that's something. If you're a Sea Lion, you're not going to have too much success with. Haysbert was able to get a stuff there. Good defense from the bigs early for the Penguins.
The 6'8 senior really prides himself on the defensive end, and he can also shoot a free throw very well, which will be going to the line for two. On the season, Haysbert is shooting almost 80%, so you know he can knock it down even as a big man. And right now, Dominican up 15-13, 7 minutes and 28 seconds left in the first half. Golson leading the Penguins with 9 points. Taplin has 4. Hayes has 2. That's how their 15 points are spread. And Point Loma, more of a spread scoring sheet. They have their leading scorer, Junior Morgan, with 4. Usari with 2. Weatherell with 3. Those are their 3 main scorers right now in the game.
Sea Lions like to spread out their scoring distribution, but Penguins have been doing an excellent job defensively right now. They've switched from man to zone. Booker T. Harris changing up the looks for the Sea Lions.
You touched on it right there. They're winning this game right now because of their defense. Only giving up 13 points over halfway through this first half. Haysbert will be stepping to the line for his first of 2 free throws. Like we touched on, he's shooting 79% from the line during the season, 27 of 34. He shrugs his shoulders, gets the ball from the ref, dribbles 4 times, has it at the hip. This one's up, and it is short, just to the right there. And the sub is now granted for the Sea Lions. Coming in is going to be Morgan, their leading scorer right now with 4 points. He's going to take the place of Sam Okotin, who has 3 fouls. Haysbert slams the ball down in disgust as he missed the first free throw. This one is up and good. Good adjustment by Haysbert there. Not happy that he missed one, but he takes one. 16-13, Penguins are up over the Sea Lions in the second PacWest game of the season. They're running that soft press again. A.J. Usari breaks it, gets into the middle free throw line, passes it out to Lesko. Lesko over to Clausen. Clausen finds Lesko now on the left wing. He brings it back up. Hectic possession there for a little bit, so he slows it down. Lesko has it up top, guarded by Hayes. They give it over to Clausen on the left wing. Can't find anything, so he swings it back up top to Lesko. 10 on the shot clock. Nice crossover move. Jump shot, again, short from Lesko. Haysbert gets the rebound inside.
Usari trying to battle Haysbert down low.
Carrillo pushes to Matt Hayes in the left corner. Fake 3. Errant pass, but it ends up in Carrillo's hands. It looked like he didn't know where he was going to go with that pass. Carrillo has it, uses a pick from Ornair. Pick and pop, here it is from Sweden. The three-pointer is good off the glass. Did he call bank? I don't care. He knocks it in.
Count it anyways. The bank is open.
I want to know if he called it. He says my bad, but he made it. 19-13, Penguins are up. 6 minutes and 30 seconds left. I told you in the press game that he's a good pick and pop player. And finding the ball is Clausen for 3. He's trying to answer. He does not. Fight for the rebound. And Haysbert with another board. He's big inside right now. Also staying out of foul trouble, which is key for Haysbert. They need him in this game. Carrillo pushes, gets to the left block, hangs, fouled, and almost makes the and one. That's what he's best known for right there. That pump fake is so outstanding. Gets the line for 2 free throws.
Carrillo's always under control. Great body control. Got the defender up in the air. Took the contact. Got himself to the free throw line.
Carrillo on the season shooting 78% from the line. Very good free throws in the starting lineup for the Penguins. His first one is good. Moves the score to 20-13. Penguins are using a little run here to spread up the gap to 7 points. 6 minutes and 12 seconds left in the first half. Got Alex Swan and Mike Temple on the call here at radio.dominican.edu. In the second PacWest conference game, second free throw from Carrillo is good. He knocks down both of them, pushes the lead to 8 points. A lot of subs for the Sea Lions coming in now is going to be Planeta. He's going to be taking the place of Junior Morgan. So they're substituting size there a little bit, taking out their one of the 2 big guys, bringing in another guard. And a soft press again from the Penguins. It's caused them to get a little out of sorts, the Sea Lions. They break it past half court. Lesko gives it up to Clausen on the right wing now. He dribbles up towards the free throw line. Pass over to, in the corner, Lesko. Lesko, what's the call there? It's going to be a foul off ball again as Haysbert is very active, drawing another foul.
Usari getting a little over-aggressive down low against Haysbert. Committing the offensive foul.
And that's the 9th team foul for the Sea Lions. So the next one will put the Penguins in the double bonus. Usari has his second personal foul there. Carrillo brings it up, uses the screen from Ornair. Pick and pop again, no. Gives it outside to Schwartz-Emiston. Ball is up top to Ornair. He screens again. Matt Hayes for 3 this time. Just off the front of the rim. Fight for the board, and he gets it tipped in and fouled. No, they're going to call. Oh, they're going to call over the back by Ornair. Good action there, trying to get the tip-in call.
Good hands by Ornair. He was able to tip the basket in, just coming over the top of the Sea Lion.
He's a little confused with that call. Very good hustle, though, fighting for the offensive board. And another substitution for the Sea Lion. It's going to be something you see this whole game. They play 12 to 13 men on this roster. Blair Banker getting his first action of the game. He takes the place of Usari. Wetherill comes in now also. So they have two substitutions. Lesko has the ball, breaking the soft press from the Penguins. They're just trying to kill some shot clock right now. That's what they're doing. They're making them come out more. Wetherill has the ball now. Carrillo, nice man-to-man defense, forces him to go almost towards half court. Ball is swung over to Claussen in the right wing. Found inside to Planetta. Planetta back out to Lesko. They're making him go right. He does. Nice double team. He gives it a handoff to Planetta. Planetta hands off. Five on the shot clock. Deep three from Claussen. That one's short. You'll take that all day if you're the Penguins defense.
Outstanding defensive possession there.
Carrillo races back towards the south end of the Collins Center. Gives it over to Schwartz Emerson. Drives baseline. Ball is tipped. Fight. Loose ball. They're on the ground. Try to get a timeout call. They do. Nice job by the Penguins. They haven't used a timeout yet. That's just their first one.
Good hustle by Schwartz Emerson. Lost the ball. Went on the deck. Was able to corral it and call the timeout.
Yeah, he had a lane baseline. That's why he drove. But then it was closed by the helping banker there. He ends up on the floor. Gets the call. That's timeout. They'll be inbounding on the south end of the court when we resume. 4 minutes and 47 seconds left in the first half. Penguins up 8, 21-13 in the Collins Center. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
You got it, dude.
Penguin Radio.
DU Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. Did you know that the DJs of Penguin Radio develop and produce their own shows, research and write their own scripts, and engineer all of Penguin Radio's live and pre-recorded broadcasts, all by following the four P's: preparation, production, presentation, and problem solving.
You just heard the four P's there, and we are just out of the timeout. Quick break. Carl O'Neill will be inbounding the ball. Finds a nice rolling Matt Hayes. His shot is short, though. No foul called. Rebound goes to C-Line's way. Almost travels on the pass. Is a good defense by Matt Hayes. Anyways, moot point as Claussen brings it up. He's dribbling. Can't find anyone open. He finds Wetherill behind him. Right wing now. Wetherill trying to get to the paint, but good defense by Matt Hayes. Finally gets past him. Hangs in the paint. Floater missed. Rebound Haysbert again. Another rebound for Connor Haysbert. Golson races backcourt. Nice move in between the legs. Gets to the free throw line. Finds the cutting Matt Hayes. Hayes swings it over to O'Neill for another three. This one is not banked, but just missed. Haysbert with the offensive rebound gets fouled. Beautiful action from Haysbert. You cannot talk about it enough. He is slamming those offensive rebounds.
He is dominating on the defensive and offensive side on the glass. Him and Golson have been really controlling the boards over the Sea Lions.
You touched on it earlier. This Sea Lion team is based around their guard play. Right now, the disadvantage for them is inside. Haysbert and Golson are having their will with them inside. Very nice to see for the Penguins. Haysbert, a very good free throw shooter, steps to the line for his first free throw. He misses it, though, again. Very upset with his free throwing performance right now. Steps back behind the three-point line, regains composure. 21-13, Penguins are up. 4 minutes and 9 seconds left in this first half. Very clean and crisp first half for the Penguins. His second free throw is good. Again, splits the free throws. Haysbert, he's be coming out for... Josh Ramirez is going to get his first action of the game today. He's going to take Haysbert's place. Both teams running a little bit smaller now as Golson and O'Neill are going to run the 4-5, leaving Ramirez at the 3. And the soft press there again, broken. Wetherill has the ball on the right wing. Gives it off to Garrison. Garrison on the left wing now. Swings it back over to the right wing where Wetherill has it. Nice zone right here for the Penguins, denying any ball movement. Lesko has the ball now in the right corner. 8 on the shot clock. Garrison has it up top. O'Neill guards him. Size disadvantage. Garrison finds his way to the paint, but he misses the layup over the two trees. Carrillo has the ball looking to push. Nice lefty move. Nice fake pass. He gets to the rim, but misses the layup. Everything but the shot was good there. Garrison looks to attack. Garrison has the ball. Gives out to Lesko on the right wing. Fakes threes. Gets inside, making him go right. The scoop shot is no good, but they call a late foul. I hate that call when they wait to see if it goes in. That was about 5 seconds after the shot they call the foul.
That's exactly right. You're seeing this more from officials as these games progress. They wait to see if the basket goes in, and if they don't, and if there's a little contact, then they whistle for the foul. I don't agree with that at all. Make the call right as the foul occurs.
If it's a foul, you call it right when it happens. If it's not a foul, then you let the shot go. It doesn't matter whether he makes it or not. And Coach Booker T. Harris saying that exact thing to the ref right now as we have another media timeout. He regains his team and goes back into the huddle. 3 minutes and 19 seconds left in the first half. 22-13, Penguins are up. Gotta like what you're seeing on both sides of the court from the Penguins.
Penguins down 11-9. since then, they put on a nice run to go up by 9, 22-13. And you're seeing right now the Penguins dominate their boards. And if you can really win the rebounding battle, that controls a lot of the game.
And they're stopping Point Loma from beyond the arc, which is usually their strength. They're 1-for-6 from three-pointer right now, just a measly 16% from threes.
Anytime you cut the strength off ahead of a team that really likes to work with what they have, especially with the Sea Lions liking to shoot from downtown, you control their main strength. Great chance to win the ball game at the end of the day.
And what we've seen from the Penguins defense is they're running a soft press, really just sagging off, but making the shot clock dwindle down, and that's led to late shots up in the shot clock for the Sea Lions. It seems like every possession they're down to 5-4 seconds left when they finally get that first shot off.
And it seems like Coach Harris will go to man and it'll switch to zone within possessions. He's really, really confusing the Sea Lions with different looks.
And that's something you don't see only 9 games into the season early on. This team is already coached well enough to where they can adjust during a play to man and zone defense. And Lesko, who got the foul call, will be going to the line for his free throws here. He makes the first one. Their leading scorer this year, averaging a little over 13 points per game. His second free throw is also good. Score now 22-15. Penguins are leading. 3 minutes and 19 seconds left in the half. It's important that they end this first half with another run to really demoralize the Sea Lions. Carrillo brings it up, gives it to Golson on the left wing. Finds itself up to Ramirez up top, who gives it over to Carrillo on the right wing now. Carrillo finds a picked, rolled Matt Hayes. An off-ball foul goes on Golson. They're going to call Golson on the screen there off-ball. Just his first foul, which is good to see that he's staying out of foul trouble early on. And Garrison has the ball going towards the north end of the Collins Center here. Saturday afternoon game, second Pac West game for the Penguins, third for the Sea Lions, who are 1-1 right now in Pac West play. Ball finds Lesko at the free throw line. He drives towards his left. He's strong towards the left, and he gets a nice floating layup.
Just was able to get the layup off the glass of the outstretched Haysbert.
22-17. Ramirez has the ball up top. Carrillo now on the left wing. He's calling for a screen from Haysbert. He gets it. How are they going to call a foul on that? You get it fouled off the screen there is Haysbert. When the guy was knocking him over, Haysbert not happy with that call. He's jawing towards the ref. Like Noel Roldan touched on last broadcast, he will always do that. He will always talk to the ref, not in a bad way, just trying to understand what the call was.
Junior Morgan was holding on to Haysbert's jersey, forcing him to come off balance, blasted him into the Sea Lion defender. Don't agree with that call.
That's Haysbert's second foul, so that causes him to come out, and Ornair will check back in. Weatherill has the ball, pressured by Matt Hayes, almost loses possession but doesn't. Lesko has the ball now in the paint, swings it over to Garrison. Garrison shot fake, gives it over to Weatherill now. He can't handle it again. That's the second mishandle of the game, but he remains possession. Finds Lesko in the right corner, pump fake three, gets inside, steps out of bounds before the layup is good. They forced him to go baseline, and it ended up working as he stepped on the out of bounds.
Penguins' rotation has been on point. Good ball move from the Sea Lions. Penguins have been able to be with them step by step.
Sea Lions on a little four-point run right now, 22-17. Penguins are up. 2 minutes left in the half. Carrillo in no rush to bring it up court. They run a four set in here inside, give it over to Schwartz-Emmison. Schwartz-Emmison uses the pick from Golson. He has it up top near the free throw line. Gives it over to Carrillo now at the free throw line. Carrillo finds his way inside and finishes the layup this time.
Great hesitation move by Carrillo as he was able to blow by Harrison.
He can do that anytime he wants. He gets to the paint with frequency and finishes this time for two. Garrison on the other side has the ball. Swung over to Clausen. Clausen now inside, hangs. No foul called. Good defense by Onair. Hayes with the rebound.
Again, great help by the bigs from the Penguins.
Golson has it now on the left wing. He's got Lesko guarding him. Gives it up top to Matt Hayes. Swung around the perimeter to Carrillo in the right corner. He wants a pick from Golson. Doesn't get it set up. 18 left in the shot clock. 1 minute and 10 seconds left in the game clock for this first half. 24-17, Penguins lead. Carrillo picks up his dribble. Gives it to O'Neill. Nice cut by Carrillo. Give and go. Swung over to Hayes. 7 on the shot clock. Watch Hayes shoot up a 3. He uses the pick. Gets to the elbow. O'Neill for the pick and pop 3. This one is good. Bang, bang, O'Neill.
Oh, rainbow 3 over Usuri. Outstanding shot by Onur.
As the shot clock hit one, he knocks down his second three of the game. Ball now in Garrison's hand. He gives it to Lesko at the free throw line. Lesko cannot get past the good defense of Onur. Onur is having a very active first half. Ball is swung over to Garrison up top. Garrison gives it over to Clausen now. 31 left in the game. First half, 12 on the shot clock. Ball finds its way over to Planeta. He drives and is fouled by Carrillo.
Planeta's and Carrillo's knees collided together.
Yeah, it looked like more like a slip than a foul. He'll be going to the line for the double bonus. So that's the 10th foul for the Penguins.
This pick-and-pop game, though, for Onur is really creating space underneath for the Penguins as well.
Yeah, we've seen it in little spurts. Carl Onur can hit that pick-and-pop three. He's from Sweden. That's how they play it. They use the pick to set up the three. Seen it in spurts, not to the quite to the level as it is today right now. Already three attempts at the three. He's knocked down two of three of them. First free throw from Planeta is good. 27-18 in the first half. Low scoring, great defense right now from the Penguins. 26 seconds left in this first half, so look for the Penguins to get one shot and go to locker room with an even bigger lead. Planeta steps to the line for his second free throw. The 6'3 freshman from Arizona knocks down both. Onur is going to inbound, going towards the south end of the Collins Center. One shot here. This is Carrillo's time to shine. He loves this situation as the game clock dwindles. 27-19. 15 left on the shot clock. Carrillo now, 12 seconds on the game. No action yet. He has it on the right wing. Uses a screen from Onur. Gets inside the paint. They're going to call another moving screen foul. This one on Onur. Did not even get a shot up there.
Coach Booker Tier is a little disappointed they couldn't get a shot off there. Third offensive foul called during this game of a moving screen. Really got to set your feet when you go out and set the pick.
And Onur, who's having a really strong first half, has his third foul now. Look for him to stay out of foul trouble, which will be important. Ball is rolled, not yet picked up till half court, and has it now. It's Clausen. He drives, finds his way inside, and gets fouled. They are calling very tic-tac fouls. That one's going to be on Onur also, so that's his fourth foul now.
Classic with a smart move to let the ball roll all the way to mid-court without touching it. Saved some seconds. He was able to get to the bucket and draw the foul.
And that could spell the end of Onur for a very long time as he only has one more foul left in this game to play with. 27-19, Sea Lions.
That's a huge foul that you mentioned, partner. They're going to need Onur down the stretch here.
Yeah, he's been very active on both the offensive and defensive sides, but unfortunately that's led to four fouls. Penguins lead now only down to seven over the Sea Lions here. Second PacWest game for the Penguins. And Clausen knocks down both free throws, 27-21. Substitutions in for the Sea Lions. Let's see if they can get a shot off here, partner. 2.3 seconds left in the first half. Golson inbounding the ball on the baseline.
You got enough time for two dribbles and a shot.
Let's see what they do here. Deep throw. No, they're going to give it to Armstrong, who just came in. His shot from half court is no good, just off the left backboard. We saw Chile make that shot during halftime last game. Unfortunately, Armstrong couldn't make one that counted for our points, but good first half nonetheless. 27-21, Penguins are up. What did you see mainly from the first half for the Penguins?
Penguins dominating the glass on both offensively and defensively. Coach Booker T. Harris has to be happy with his defense, only giving up 21 points in the first half, really contained the Sea Lions from outside.
Yeah, 8 offensive rebounds for the Penguins. That's a huge telltale sign as to why they have a 6-point lead. It's going to be important that they come out of the second half on fire because the Sea Lions made a little bit of a run there that probably gave them a little bit more confidence.
They go into the halftime with a little momentum. That was unfortunate that the Penguins couldn't hold for the last shot. Resulted in Onur's fourth foul and two free throws from Clausen. Good first half, though, from the Penguins. If they keep that pace, they had good ball movement, excellent defensive rotation, should set them up well for the second half.
And this is just the second PacWest game for the Penguins. Both have been at home. They won earlier against Azusa Pacific, so they're looking to stay undefeated in PacWest play. 7-2 overall. Coach Booker T. Harris in his third season getting these guys in shape and really playing well. And just for the finishing score, box score for the first half, the leading score for the Penguins was Devin Golson, who got off to a real hot start, 9 points, 2 for 3 from the line. And also with 4 points, we have Carrillo and Taplin. Carl Onur was 6, but he had those early four fouls, which you touched on. For the Sea Lions out of Point Loma Nazarene, their leading scorer is Lesko with 6 points. He's the leading scorer on the season. No surprise there. And following up with that is 4 points from Junior Morgan and 4 points from Planeta, the sixth to seventh man. Well, that's a good first half. We'll be back in about 6 minutes here from the Collins Center. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
No. Well, then why do you smoke cigarettes?
Wait, what?
That's radio.dominican.edu.
Penguin Radio.
Hey, Jen. I'm curious. Would you ever drink nail polish remover, hair dye, or battery acid?
No.
Could I ever convince you to consume mothballs, paint, ammonia, or tar?
No.
Well then, why do you smoke cigarettes?
Wait, what?
And we are back here for the second half at the Collins Center. 27-21, your Penguins hold a 6-point lead. Alongside with me is Mike Temple. I'm Alex Swan. And Mike, what do you think the keys are for the Penguins here to close out this game to go to 2-0 in PacWest play?
The Penguins need to replicate what they just did in the first half. They played very sound, great defense inside, denying any chance for the Sea Lions to get in the paint, and they shut down the three-point shooters of the Sea Lions. They were very good at closing out, making sure they were on their shot hand, forcing tough three-point looks.
We saw Armstrong get in there, as he hasn't played much minutes. Booker T. Harris going to his bench a lot, and he might have to do that a little bit more since Carl Orner's got 4 fouls, so his time will be sparingly. I think Coach Harris still switches up the defensive looks, as that really started to confuse the Sea Lions, and just don't let the Sea Lions' depth wear the Penguins down.
Yeah, and that's why I think Coach Booker T. Harris went to a deeper lineup today. He saw a lot of Bates, a lot of Armstrong, Ramirez. Guys that are usually 8th and 9th off the bench were getting nice quality minutes today, which is going to be important because the Sea Lions send so many people on the court.
For your Penguins, it was Golston leading the way with 9 points, followed by Carrillo with 4, who's got 3 boards and 3 assists, and Taplin also had 4, started out with the first 4 points for the Penguins. On the other side, for the Sea Lions, it's Lesko with 6 to lead the way. Morgan's got 4, followed by Planeta off the bench. He's got 4 as well. So, yeah. Mr. Temple, as we're set to inbound here in about 30 seconds, do you see the Penguins go to more of an attack-based set in the second half, or do you think they let the 3 fly still, even with their first half struggles?
I think what works for the Penguins is when they bring the ball up slowly, and that's what they were tending to do. They got a little out of it towards the middle of that first half, but the Penguins do a very good job of looking for one quality shot. And today, Haysbert and Golson have really clashed on the offensive rebounds. They have 8 offensive boards, so really just making sure you get one quality look, then fighting the boards, hoping for that easy putback.
And it's going to be Wetherell to receive the inbound from Usury. It's going to be Lesko now. Trapped by Taplin and Golson. Swings it over. Usury tries to barrel inside, and an offensive foul early on Usury as he rammed over Carrillo. Carrillo sacrificing his body there.
Great start. That was a train in Usury coming at him. Way to establish position and draw the charge. That's his third foul.
Big foul, yes. That is his third foul. Carrillo seems like he's okay. This will bring it over midcourt. Call out the set. Looks for Hayes and Taplin on the wing now. Goes over to Taplin. Right northern corner. Gets a screen from Golston. Picked up by Wetherell. Here comes Carrillo curling over. Now kicked out Golston. Checked by Usury. 10 on the clock. Hayes now has it. Kicks out to Carrillo. It's swung over to Golson. Now 5 on the clock. He gets inside, uses the left hand, gets the roll.
Beautiful take by Golson. He's asserting himself inside, which we haven't seen much of this season. Very good cut to the rim to finish for 2.
There has been no answer for the Penguin drive. Here's Claussen knifing his way in. Kicks out Lesko. Rise and fire. It's short. Offensive rebound kicked out to Wetherwell. Down low to Usury. Puts up a shot. It's long. Here comes the Penguins. They got numbers. It's Carrillo. finding Golson, thought about a three, puts it on the floor, and he's fouled.
Thought they weren't going to call that one there. Got hacked on the head and on the arm and finally drew the foul.
And this is going to go against Lesko, his first two early fouls for the Sea Lions.
Couldn't have asked for a better start to the second half. Only a minute in, but they've asserted themselves getting to the paint.
Tappan will inbound. Northern baseline out to Hayes. They lost him. Hayes for three. It's good.
Bang, bang.
And it was about time that Hayes puts one down. He's their three-point specialist and the leading scorer. And here's the Penguins showing zone off the make. 32-21, Penguins up 11. Usery finding Lesko down in the right northern corner. Kicks out to Claussen, now dumps down to Usery. A very nice dump down, and Usery's able to finish.
Took him three drives, but they finally found the open guy for the layup.
Hayes receives the pass from Carrillo. Now it's swung over to Taplin. Carrillo comes to get it. Up top, gets a screen from Golson, tries to go inside, keeps his dribble alive, now pulls it back out. Coach Harris calls out Weave. Comes, gets a screen from Haysbert. Carrillo for three, it's long. Battle for the board. Comes down to Wetherill. He looks to push. He's got Claussen running on the wing. Dumped down to Morgan, blocked by Golson, but a foul called as he tried to come over the top but got a piece of Morgan's head.
Yeah, Morgan was able to establish position inside. Golson, all he could do was foul from behind.
Claussen, just like Carrillo, they do a good job of keeping their dribble alive. And Claussen was able to start the break for the Sea Lions. Morgan's at the line. His first attempt is no good. And he's 2 for 3 at the line this afternoon. And Okotin's going to check in for Usery. As Coach Carr is going to try to protect his big man who's got three fouls. Morgan's second one is no good. He missed them both. Lead stays at 9 for the Penguins. 17:43 remaining in the second half. Carrillo tries to put the moves on Claussen. Gives off the Taplin. His floater is short. Haysbert tried to get the board, but it slipped out of his hands going over to the Sea Lions.
Good action early on. They're really not focusing on the three. They're letting it come if someone flashes open, but they're really trying to get inside. Point of emphasis for Coach Booker T. Harris.
Taplin and Carrillo try to trap Lesko in the backcourt, and now he gives off to Claussen, who's fouled. This is going to go against Carrillo. He got him on the arm. That's going to be his second team foul for the Penguins as well, as Wetherill will inbound right in front of Sea Lions bench. It will go into Lesko. They swing over to Okotin. Penguins back in their zone. Wetherill swings it over to Claussen, who finds Wetherill, who's up at the top of the key. Taplin got a piece of it. Now they kick out to Lesko. He tries to knife his way inside. His finger roll doesn't go. Tipped up and in for Morgan. They're going to give that bucket to Lesko on his follow. Carrillo comes across midcourt. They weave it out to Hayes, who's going to launch a deep three. It's short. Morgan with the board as he finds Claussen, who will quickly try to drive hard inside. Tries to go coast to coast. No good. Morgan tried to follow with the tip, but he goes over the back, and he's whistled for the foul.
Good job by Hayes inside, boxing out and forcing Morgan to go over him.
Carrillo did a good job of getting back in transition as Claussen tried to run it down the throat of the Penguins. 16:40, 32-25, Penguins up 7. Taplin has it on the far right wing. They reverse it over to Carrillo, now on the left. Golson has it up top, checked by Okotin. Over to Hayes, who uses a Golson screen. Now it's over to Taplin, tries to put some move on. Claussen couldn't hit it. Haysbert has the board, trying to go inside. Can't finish. As the shot clock was winding down, Haysbert hit the deck. Lesko's got it coming all the way. Coast to coast, and he's hacked by Hayes. Lesko petitioning that he was on the way up for a shot.
Haysbert looked like a point guard there getting to the rim. He noticed that there was only 4 seconds left on the shot clock, so he drove, did a nice little floater, and hit the deck hard. Unfortunately, missed it.
It's going to be on the floor as the foul is committed by Hayes. Garrison checks in. He inbounds on the southern baseline. having trouble getting it in, finally finds Lesko in the left southern corner. He'll dribble it out up top. Taplin's on him. Swings it over to Garrison. Reversed over to Okotin. They go to Klassen. He's going to drill a three. It's no good. Boarded by Golson. Out to Taplin. They try to find Haysbert, who was running the floor. He saves it as that pass was a little too hot to handle. Back up top to Taplin. And he'll call out the set. Carrillo gives off to Taplin. In the right northern corner, they look for Haysbert down low to operate. He doesn't have anything going. Now they go opposite block to Golson. Seven on the shot clock. He's doubled, tries to get up a shot in the lane, and it's good.
Everything is falling for Golson right now. Expect him to shoot a lot more. He's got the hot hand tonight.
He's got a soft touch around the rim, was able to get the roll. As that ball hung on the rim. 34-25 now, Penguins lead. Lesko kicks out Garrison. Over to Klassen, rise and fire, and he cans the three.
That's a big three as the answer there from Klassen in the corner.
34-28 now. Sea Lions cut into the Penguin lead. Taplin tries to get it inside, and he throws it down over Okotin. Oh, my goodness, he threw it down right on his head.
And the bench is juiced.
Okotin just found himself on a poster. 36-28. Crowd's on their feet now. Penguins have it. It's Hayes. Now off to Taplin. He's got a little pep in his step now after that flush. 36-28. Penguins have 8-point lead. Taplin has it. Left northern corner. 10 on the shot clock. Tries to work his way in. Goes at Garrison again, and he puts it in off the window.
Taplin gets to the paint better than any point guard I've seen. Nice hanging floater there in the lane.
Back-to-back baskets for Taplin. Klassen has it, tries to knife his way in, kicks out Lesko for three, and it's pure. 38-31, Sea Lions aren't going away. 7-point lead for the Penguins, 13:50 left. Carrillo passes it off to Taplin, who's got it, gives off to Hayes. Now to Carrillo. Good ball movement by the Penguins as they work it around the horn. Now they find Haysbert down low on the block. Goes right to work. Hook shot over his left shoulder, and it's good.
They're getting whatever they want inside right now, whether it be Taplin or Haysbert. Very assertive inside for the Penguins.
Klassen, a quick trigger for three. It's no good. Rebounded by Hayes. Sea Lions are starting to lose patience. Numbers for the Penguins. Carrillo tries to attack inside. He's blocked by Garrison. Good recovery there for Garrison as the Sea Lions look to push. It's Lesko leading the break. And he loses it. Golson's out ahead of the pack. 2-on-1, he's got Hayes with him. Garrison got a piece, it comes back to Golson. And now he is fouled on his layup attempt as he'll go to the line in a frantic pace.
Golson was looking for the showtime play, dumping off to Hayes when really he should have just attacked the shorter Garrison. Neither here nor there, he's going to get to the line for two free throws.
We got a media timeout. 40-31, and the intensity is picked up, but I want to go back to Taplin's dunk. He brought this coast to coast and threw it down on Garrison.
I couldn't contain myself. I know my job as a color man is not to say anything when big plays like that happen, but that was so nasty. Tomahawk chopped him. I don't even, who was defending him? I feel bad. Who tried to go up and block that? Do you remember?
Garrison tried to come out from the weak side. Get in front of Taplin, not a wise decision.
The 5'10 freshman should know better than to go up against Taplin, who has hops outside of this building. Beautiful dunk. Then on the other end, the Sea Lions have really hung in this second half with the three-pointer. They're only 1-for-6 in the first half, but they knocked down two key three-pointers to answer the Penguins' runs.
They're hanging around. Penguins up 9. And for your Penguins, it's Golston, who's got 13-6 to lead the way. He's been dominating inside. Following him is Taplin, who's 4-for-8 from the field. He's got 8-4 in the second half. He started both halves very strong. And it's Onur with 6. He's got 2 threes and 2 free throws. On the other side for the Sea Lions, Lesko, leads the way with 9. Morgan's got 6, followed by Usury and Planeta each have 4. Golson will step to the free throw line, where this afternoon he's 2-for-3. Schwartz Edmondson is now in for the Penguins. As Golston calmly hits the first, it's Hayes, Taplin, and Haysbert for Coach Harris. Second one on the way as Golston hits them both. Claussen, Planetta, Usery, Lesko, and Okotin for the Sea Lions. And it's Okotin who's going to fire the mid-range jumper as he connects. 42-33.
He got an early foul trouble. He was a key sixth man off his bench. Look for him to get going.
Hayes, they work it around the horn to Schwartz Edmondson, who puts the ball on the deck, tries to knife his way inside, and his floater goes.
Lesko lost his defender as he was trying to follow Matt Hayes. Couldn't help Schwartz Edmondson drive there.
Blossom trying to push the tempo the other way. Cut off by Taplin. He's got to find Usery down low, who's checked by Haysbert, and they're going to get Haysbert with the foul as he bumped Usery. That's Haysbert's third. Fourth team foul is immediately Bates is going to come in and grab Haysbert to save him from more foul trouble.
Yeah, they're going to need him down the stretch to know how vital he is to this team's success.
Inbound goes to Usery. Down low, he's got position. Taplin tried to get a piece as he got caught on the 6'10 center. Commits the foul as Usery will go to the line. That's going to go against Bates. The Penguins' fifth team foul as Usery will go to the stripe for his first two attempts of the afternoon. Rattles home the first as he will get one more. His second one is on the way, and it's no good. Taplin comes flying in from the rebound, but overtook Golson's clear path to the board and knocked it out of bounds. Possession will stay with the Sea Lions.
It's going to be important that they get a stop now off that. Can't really take those fight for the boards.
Let's go on three on the way. No good as they lost him on the inbounds. 44-34, 12-10 left in the second half. Golson working on Usery. Gives off to Hayes, who curls around. Now kicks out to Bates. He weaves and gives off to Taplin. Now it's over to Hayes. Left, northern corner, gets a screen from Bates. Curls inside the lane, puts it in off the glass.
Keep driving, Penguins. You're getting whatever you want inside.
That's going to extend the Penguin lead to 12. Okotin for three. Golson got a piece. Bates has got the board. Penguins are up 12.
Golson's a very long defender. You can't just loosely shoot over him.
Now it's Golson in the right northern corner, looking to operate. He'll back out, give off to Hayes. They swing it around to Schwartz Edmondson. Good ball movement from the Penguins as they look for their shot. 10 on the clock. Hayes for three. Bang!
Penguins are asserting themselves.
49-34 as the Penguins have pushed the lead to 15. And they fall into their 2-3 zone. It's Lesko to Okotin. Claussen launches a three, and he puts it in.
That's a big answer again from the three-point line for the Sea Lions.
Keeping the Sea Lions alive. It's down to 12. Golson swings it over to Hayes. He's checked by Planetta. Taplin comes to get it up top. He's cut off by Lesko. Passes over to Schwartz Edmondson. Now it's Golson, 13 on the shot clock. They try to enter in for Bates. He's double on his spin move. Down low, and he lays it in with the left hand.
Nice move, Johnny Bates.
51-37 now. Penguins having a phenomenal second half. Lesko gets hacked by Schwartz Edmondson, as that's going to be the 16th foul. And that's Schwartz Edmondson's first. We got a media timeout. And Mike Temple, Penguins up 14. They've been poised, and it seems like every shot has been quality for them in the second half.
Yeah, they've been doing it from the offensive side today. Their defense has been solid as well, but really what we're seeing is an offensive an offense in full attack right now. They know they can do no wrong, and they're getting to the paint with ease and with will, which is why you're seeing these beautiful moves by Johnny Bates, Taplin, and Golson. They're having whatever they want inside.
And it is the Sea Lions' third game in 5 days. You can start to see them kind of wear down as the Penguins have done a great job of pushing the tempo, but when it's not there, backing it out and getting into their half-court sets. Golson has 15 and 7 with two blocks. He's been the leading scorer for the Penguins and leads all scorers. Hayes is in double figures also with 10 as he's 2 for 6 from downtown. Added a pair from the stripe. And following him is Taplin, who has 8. On the other side, it's Lesko leading the way with 9. Clausen's got 8, followed by Morgan with 6.
Yeah, they're two main three-point shooters, Clausen and Lesko, just 3 for 11 from behind the arc. Really important that the Penguins keep an eye on them in this big lead.
Penguins only scored 27 points in the first half. Not even midway through the second half, they've got 24, a much better and fluent second half for the Penguins offensively.
Yeah, you know, Coach Booker T. Harris was urging his team to get inside the paint, which is why they're scoring so many points right now, and that leaves open Matt Hayes for threes. Open looks just like that.
Clausen has it to inbound on the southern baseline. And he'll throw it up top to Planetta, who swings it over to Lesko, who's guarded by Hayes. They fall back into their 2-3 zone now. Planetta has it on the left wing. Up top to Clausen. Lesko has it now, kicked over to Clausen. He tries to put it on the deck, gets inside. His teardrop drops in for 2.
That was good ball movement by the Sea Lions there.
51-39, just under 10 minutes, 9:49 left. Golson tries to get inside, and he traveled. Golson got caught up trying to get into the lane. Took one too many steps. Clausen will walk it over the timeline for the Sea Lions. He'll give it off to Lesko in the right wing. They go over to Planetta, who launches a 3. It's no good. Battle for the board. Okotin has it, and then he's hacked. And this is going to go against Schwartz-Edmiston. And this is going to be a 1-and-1 attempt for Okotin, the sophomore from San Diego. One-and-one attempt is no good. Leaves it short. Bates comes flying in for the rebound. Taplin will bring it up as he calls out the set. Rover looking for options on the wing. He's got Schwartz-Edmiston. Sea Lions are in their zone. Taplin up top, working it around to Hayes. 10 on the shot clock. Golson's going to fire a left corner 3. It's no good. Lesko with the board. 3-on-1 for the Sea Lions. Gives it off to Morgan, and he lays it in. Well done on the break. 51-41. Penguins up 10. Schwartz-Edmiston has it. Right wing working on Planetta. They reverse the ball over to Taplin. They find Hayes left corner. He's going to try a 3 in and out. The board ripped down by Morgan.
This zone is not allowing the Penguins to get anything inside, which is where they're having their success in the second half.
Physical battle down low with Morgan and Bates. No foul is called as Clausen hands off to Planetta. Now they go inside to Morgan, and he's whistled for the offensive foul.
You foreshadowed that one. You called the offensive foul on Morgan there. Good job, partner.
Got him with the hook. That was Bates down low battling with Junior Morgan, the junior from Bakersfield, California. And Garrison is set to check in for Planetta.
That's the fourth personal foul for Morgan there inside. He's a key component down low.
He's their main forward that likes to slash and attack down low. Taplin crossing up Garrison. He's had his way with Garrison this afternoon. Bates has it. Now they find Taplin. Down low to Golson. He's double kicked out to Bates. He's going to tie a 3. In and out. Morgan rips down the board as he wasn't the one to check out. They got Planetta, and Morgan found himself wide open, and he missed the bunny. Taplin has the board. Looks to push the other way. Hayes underneath and lays it in.
Nice strong finish by Hayes. First was a nice catch as a wild pass by Taplin, but he settles himself and finishes for two.
Morgan is distraught right now. He was wide open. No Penguin was within 3 feet. He missed the bunny. Garrison tries to find Morgan underneath, and he turned it over. Penguins are up 12, 53-41. And it seems like the Sea Lions are losing a little bit of their composure.
Yeah, the Sea Lions are playing better defense here since that last media timeout, but they're not converting on the offensive side. That was a four-point swing there with the missed layup from Morgan, then an easy follow-back layup by Matt Hayes. Way to take advantage of a missed layup.
And right off that missed layup, nobody got back on defense. Taplin pushed the pace. Hayes was running the wing. He found him underneath for an easy deuce.
And the Penguins are doing a very good job taking care of the ball. Only 2 points off turnovers for them right now.
And Golson still leading the way. Knocking on the door with the double-double, 15-8. Hayes is added to his total. He's got 12. On the other side, in double figures, it's Clausen with Lesko following him with 9. And they've done a very good job on Lesko and Clausen, as Lesko is 3 from 11, 1 for 5 from beyond the arc. And Clausen is 3 for 8, 2 for 6 from downtown. Penguins really controlling the backcourt, as that's what we touched on early in the broadcast, was this was going to be the main point of attack the Sea Lions used to get their buckets.
Yeah, we knew the one advantage that the Penguins would definitely have was down low with Haysbert and Golson. They've done their part both offensively and defensively, as both of them trying to get into the double digits for rebounds. Golson has 8, Haysbert has 6. They've done a great job inside. But the key defensively has been shutting down the guards like Lesko and like Clausen. They've done a very good job at that, because that's the strength of the Sea Lion team.
7:31. Left in this second half, Penguins up 53-41, and you see the Sea Lions with the full court press. Schwartz Edmondson does a great job to break it, finds Hayes, long for Golson, he tried to throw it down on the alley-oop, just couldn't. Clausen races the other way, Okotin, Lesko, pace is picking up, scoop shot in the lane, and it goes. Oh my goodness, they tried the lob for Golson running on the back door. I thought he had a clear lane to the bucket to throw it down. Just couldn't handle it.
They missed Showtime there just by a couple inches.
Golson has it out to Carrillo. Penguins will now settle down and set it up with Schwartz Edmondson. Now they kick over to Carrillo. Left corner. Up top. 9 on the shot clock. Schwartz Edmondson splits the double. Tries to get inside. His layup doesn't go. Garrison corrals the rebound. And he'll look to bring it up for the Sea Lions. 10-point lead for the Penguins, 6:30 left in the second half. Lesko, he tries to drive inside and gets stripped by Hayes. Great hands there from Hayes. Carrillo pushing. Hayes, Schwartz Edmondson, rise and fire for three. Couldn't hit it. Garrison with the board. 2-on-1 for the Sea Lions. Tries to get inside, rejected by Hayes as he tried to force the issue. Two great defensive plays by Matt Hayes. Now under 6 minutes, 53-43. Carrillo comes to get the ball. Now they'll find Schwartz Edmondson at the top of the key. Sea Lions in the zone. Carrillo receives a pass from Golson, now moves it over to Schwartz Edmondson, who takes the bump from Usury and is fouled. That's going to be the big man's fourth. Schwartz Edmondson has a knack of slithering inside this zone of the Sea Lions.
Yeah, good take by Schwartz Edmondson. You know he can knock down the three, but what's more impressive is his ability to get to the rack right there. Two possessions in a row, he's got to the rim. This time he gets rewarded with the foul called.
He'll go to the line. His first attempt of the afternoon is long. Uncharacteristic of Schwartz Edmondson, because he's only missed 4 free throws, now 5 on the year. He's shooting it at 88%. His second one doesn't hit the rim, all net, 54-43. Penguins have held off all Sea Lion run. Clausen a three from the top of the arc. It's no good. Tipped by Okotin, doesn't go. He tries to save it, and it's out of bounds over to the Penguins.
You can see the Sea Lions are fighting the offensive boards more aggressively now. Great job by Haysbert, Golson, and even Carrillo inside to deny the tip-in.
Pressure from the C-lines in the backcourt. Carrillo breaks it with ease as he can dribble with both the right and left hand equally well. He's going to set it up as the Penguins will try to attack this zone methodically. Hayes has it, swung over to Carrillo in the left northern corner. Nice entry down to Haysbert, who had a good look from the left low block. He couldn't finish. Claussen tries to push for Point Loma the other way. Entry down to Ussery, tries to use the hop step, goes with the left hand, can't hit. Carrillo with the board. Goes behind his back, splits the double team. In traffic, leaves it off for Haysbert. Ball knocked away. And bodies are on the floor. And a jump ball with the possession going towards the Penguins as Taplin is set to enter, and he's going to get Matt Hayes.
They've been able to rest Taplin on the bench. Very, very strong because Edmondson's play.
You think we'll see these gold jerseys more often?
The way they're playing right now, I see there's no reason not to bring them out almost every home game.
We have a timeout on the floor. 4:51 left. You got it locked in at Penguin Radio, home of the Penguins at radio.dominican.edu. We will be right back.
DU Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. Did you know that Angelico Hall was built in 1922, featured the first ever Marin County appearance by the San Francisco Symphony in 1926, and has received many famous guest speakers, including Al Gore and Madeleine Albright? DU Did You Know is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Penguin Radio, broadcasting worldwide from Dominican University of California.
DU Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. Did you know that Melba Patillo-Beals is not only the chair emerita of Dominican University's communications department, but also was among 9 African American teenagers who in 1957 advanced the civil rights movement integration.
And we are back here from the Conlin Center. Alongside me is Mike Temple. I'm Alex Swan. As the Penguins are set to inbound on the northern baseline, they try to go a lob for Golson. This time he's able to lay it in. Doesn't go for the flush, but a great inbounds play coming out of the timeout for Booker T. Harris.
Yeah, he's a high flyer this time. Decided just to lay it in for the easy two.
Lesko working on Schwartz Edmondson. Swings it over to Claussen, who finds Okotin. His 15-footer from the baseline rattles out. Haysbert with the board. As the big man's going to bring it up, now he'll give off to Taplin. Wise decision. 4:20 left in this ball game. Penguins have done an excellent job working for a quality shot in the second half against the Sea Lion zone. It's Carrillo on the right wing. They look for Haysbert as he flashes. Can't get it to him. 10 on the shot clock. Schwartz Edmondson looks to go to work. Finds Golson out in the right corner. Gets his man in the air. Tries to find his jumper. It doesn't go. Quick outlet to Claussen. He tries to race back the other way. Scoop shot with the left hand. That was pretty as he got that to go.
Yeah, Carrillo was aggressive trying to go for the offensive rebound. Loose ball, and he gets burned right there as his man slipped for a fast break layup.
56-45. Penguins still in control. Up 11. As they look to break the press, they find it down low to Haysbert, wide open, he lays it in. Nice find from Golston. 58-45. The Penguins have done excellent today as they've only had 3 turnovers, keeping the turnover margin very small. Lesko for 3, bang. And he's not going to give up just yet, keeping the Sea Lions in it, 58-48.
And Lesko's knocked down both threes from that left corner right there. He likes that shot as a lefty.
10-point lead for the Penguins as Coach Carr called a timeout for the Sea Lions. And this zone for the Sea Lions that they're running against the Penguins haven't fazed Dominican at all.
Yeah, Dominican's taking their time. They only have a 10-point lead. There's no rush. They want to get a quality shot up. So you'll see down to 7 seconds left in the shot clock. Then they start to make their attack towards the middle, towards the teeth of that zone defense, and they kick it out for an open look.
And when you have all five starters that can score the basketball, especially with the outside shooting of Hayes and Golson and Schwartz Edmondson, it makes it tough to defend when you're in that 2-3 zone.
Yeah, and that's what we're seeing right now. No rush for the Penguins. They're picking their spots when they want to attack. They've got a 10-point lead. See if they can hold it.
Full court press now for the Sea Lions, and Schwartz Edmondson will get the ball in. 3:19 remaining in the second half, and Taplin putting the moves on Planeta. A little bit of an ankle breaker there as he advances it into the front court. Swings it over to Schwartz Edmondson. They work it down low to Haysbert, left low block. Kicked out to Schwartz Edmondson, gets his man in the air, tries to go by, his floater doesn't go. Rebound by Usery, as the Sea Lions are really going to have to push the pace here, down 10 with under 3 minutes. Claussen works on Taplin, kicks out Lesko, puts it on the deck, gets inside all the way to the rack, and he lays it in. 58-50 as the Penguins will work to close this game out. 2:30 left to go. Carrillo breaks the press with no problem. He's checked by Planeta all the way out at midcourt. Penguins will look to melt a little clock on this possession, and Claussen fouls Taplin.
Interesting choice there.
And this will put the Penguins at the line for a 1-1 bonus.
You think if they're going to go with that aggressive foul, they would have done it earlier in the shot clock.
That's what I was thinking, partner. You let 15 seconds run off the shot clock and then commit the foul. You might as well just play defense, stand tall, try to get a stop.
Yeah, because it wasn't like Taplin was doing anything. He just had the ball, and then all of a sudden you see the defender come at him with reckless abandon and foul him.
And then you foul Taplin, who's 31 for 47 at the line on the season. So he's very capable of making this 1-1. And I think if you continue to methodically melt this clock, it's going to force the Sea Lions to start playing the foul game back and forth, trying to trade baskets.
Yeah, right now the greatest friend of the Penguins team is the clock. Only 2 minutes and 19 seconds left. You're protecting an 8-point lead. You know that this lead can dissipate, as we saw last game against the Cougars. You know you could lose this kind of lead, but right now the Penguins are going to do their best to try to hold an 8-point lead.
Golson is right on cue with 17 points and 8 boards as he averages 16 on the season. He's got 2 blocks. He's played very well. Behind him is Hayes, who is the leading scorer for the Penguins. He's got 12, 2 for 7 from downtown. The other side, Hayden Lesko is right on his mark as he averages 15 points during the season. He's got 16, keeping the Sea Lions alive, 2 for 6 from downtown. And Claussen's behind him with 12. It's going to be Taplin at the line for a 1-1 attempt. Coach Harris sends out Carrillo, Schwartz Edmondson, Haysbert, and Golson. Taplin's 1-1 is good, where he's 1-for-1 this afternoon from the stripe. Second one on the way is long, and newly entered Collins rips down the board for the Sea Lions. 2:10 left, 9-point game. Sea Lions are trying to work their way back. Claussen inside, rejected by Taplin. Usery and Golson battling for the board, and that's going to be a jump ball staying with the Sea Lions. Taplin's been all over the place today.
Yeah, good help defense inside. You saw 3 Penguins converge to stop the layup from Claussen, then a fight for the board, and a good hustle by Golson to cause the jump ball.
Hayes checks in for Schwartz Edmondson, 22 left on the shot clock. Lesko pump fakes, gets Taplin in the air, gets all the way to the rack, and the foul. Count the basket. He'll go to the line for one more.
That's the worst case scenario if you're the Penguins. You have a cheap, easy foul, allow him to finish the 2, and then he's now going to the line for a 3-point play. Stops the clock, adds a team foul, give him a chance for 3 points instead of 2.
And Lesko is perfect from the stripe as he is 2-for-2. As he'll look to convert the 3-point play. And he does, and it's now a 6-point game, 59-53. Welfare checks it for the Sea Lions. Carrillo brings it up across the timeline. And he kicks out to Hayes. Collins is all over him. Hayes picked up his dribble, needs some help. Haysbert comes to bail him out. And Usury was all over Haysbert, and he commits his fifth foul. He's going to be done. The 6'10 senior from Huntington Beach has fouled out of this game for the Sea Lions, and this is going to send Connor Haysbert to the free throw line for a 1-1 as he is 2-for-4 from the stripe this afternoon.
And you know he can knock it down. He's one of the best free throw shooters on this team at 80% coming into this game.
Under 2 minutes, 1:45 left, 6-point game. Penguins have been grinding it out all season with these close games, and they've been coming out on top. We'll try to do it one more time here in the Condon Center before they set to go on the road at Academy of Art on December 14th. Haysbert's at the line. Penguins are in the bonus, 1-1. And he calmly hits the first.
It's going to be a free throw game for the Penguins. It's going to be important that each starter who is in right now knocks down their free throws.
Second one is up and good. Two big free throws for the Penguins and Haysbert as they push the lead to 8, 61-53. 1:40 left. Lesko curls inside, kicks out. Okokin got it for 3. Sea Lions staying alive here, and it's down to 5 with 1:34 left. Coach Carr for the Sea Lions takes a quick timeout as he'll try to set up the press for him. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. We will be right back briefly.
By the DJs of Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Skinning craters like the moon, the moon
we love. Broadcasting worldwide from the Yukon to the Euphrates, from Mumbai to Dubai, from San Fran to Japan, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond, it's radio.dominican.edu.
And we'll never be royal. It's the one in our
blood. And we are back here at the Conlin Center as Golston is set to inbound on the southern baseline. 61-56, your Penguins have the lead with 1:29. Haysbert's open underneath, and one. Nice find from Hayes.
If you're Lesko for the Sea Lions, you got to foul him harder than that. It was a soft foul, and he goes up for the two, gets the call. Now he'll be looking for a three-point play.
Pushes the lead to 7, pending a free throw with 1:25 left, and that was a huge bucket. And a nice job of Matt Hayes breaking the press and finding Haysbert underneath. The big man's free throw rattles off the rim. Still at 7. 1:20 left. Lesko races in across the timeline. Goes behind the back. Finger roll off the rim. No good. Golston with good defense and corrals the board. He's getting hacked, and now they call the foul. With 1:11 left, this will send Golston to the line for a 1-1.
It's a free throw game.
He's 4-for-5 from the line. Excuse me, this is going to be a double bonus now. 2 shots for Golston. As he hits the first, Penguins doing a nice job knocking down their free throws. Right as I said, he missed the second.
You jinxed him.
64-56. Lesko is in a hurry. Tries to find Claussen going back door, and they threw it away.
Inbound.
That was a big turnover there.
Yeah, now it's just key to inbound the ball, take the foul, go to the line, and knock down some more free throws.
Taplin finds a way to get free and receives the pass from Golston. They try to break the press. Again, it's Haysbert with a long pass from Carrillo underneath. And a quick touch pass from Haysbert out to Hayes. Under a minute now, 50 seconds. Carrillo puts the moves on Planet, and now they got a foul. Carrillo has it up top. Spins away from traffic. Hayes for 3 and the dagger, no good. Lesko's got the board. down by 8. Sea Lions need to go quickly. Klassen for 3. Bang! And it's down to 5.
It was interesting to see them not foul. The whole 35 on the shot clock ran down. Okay, the Penguins didn't make it, but now the game is only down to 27.8 seconds left.
And a quick 3 put in by Merrick Klassen. And that's exactly what you wanted to see if you were Coach Carr. Like you mentioned, it's going to come down to the free throw game. Get it into Hayes' hands. Golson, 4 for 6 from the line. Get Schwartz Edmondson in there. He can hit. Taplin can hit. They have this game in hand. They just need to knock down their free throws, have confidence and poise from the stripe, and finish this game out strong to go to 2-0 in PacWest Conference play.
Yeah, and everyone in this starting lineup who is now on the court can shoot the free throws very well. They're going to have Golson, who is the weaker of the 5, inbound the ball. So whoever gets it, I feel confident that they can knock down 2.
Full court press from the Sea Lions. Inbound goes to Carrillo. That's the man you want with the basketball, as he is fouled, and he'll go to the line for 2. That's going to be Clausen's 3rd. Carrillo's perfect from the line. This afternoon, he's 2 for 2.
Yeah, he struggled from the field today, but not from the line. He's only 1 for 7 from the field, but 2 for 2 from the line.
As he hits the first. And Carrillo was the man against Azusa. But with the plethora of the scoring distribution that the Penguins bring onto the floor, it's a new man each night. Each guys are stepping up.
And that's nice if you're Coach Booker T. Harris. You don't have to rely on one main weapon to have it on every game. You can go to those Golsons, Taplins. Every one of them can lead the stat sheet in scoring.
Carrillo calmly hits 2 free throws. 24 seconds left. Klassen rise and fire, and he got another 3. Game is not over by any means, ladies and gentlemen, because a steal by O'Colton. And he was out of bounds, but 66-62, 20.3 seconds remaining.
And Klassen is keeping him in this game. Single-handedly, he's knocked down 2 quick threes.
Here comes Collins. As the Penguins will stack it up on the far southern end line, and they're going to have to spend a timeout as no one could get free for the inbound. So, Mr. Temple. Clausen, back-to-back threes, keeping the Sea Lions in this ball game. And then you got O'Colton nearly coming up with the steal.
Yeah, that was a little scary if you're a Penguin faithful. On the inbounds, they try to rush it and catch the Sea Lions napping, but O'Colton was sleeping there, almost had the steal. He went out of bounds, thankfully, for the Penguins. Now they have a chance to set up an inbounds play to hopefully break the pressure up from the Sea Lions.
I think you might even see some off-ball denial for Clausen and Lesko. It doesn't matter if you give up a 2. You really need to defend the 3-point line with only 20.3 seconds left in the second half.
That's what I was just going to say. The Penguins need to focus on stopping the 3. Let them drive, take some time off the clock, because 2 points isn't going to hurt you like a 3 will.
It's going to be Hayes, Golston, Haysbert, Carrillo, and Taplin, the 5 that takes the floor for Coach Booker T. Harris's squad. As Golston's trying to get it in, Carrillo fights to get free. They give it off to Golston. That was a tough trap. He got away. Taplin's underneath, and the flush as they left him wide open. 68-62, 10 seconds left. Lesko tries to get inside. His floater doesn't go. Tipped up to Collins. He missed the putback. Under 5 seconds. This clock's going to run out. Penguins are going to win it by 6.
And they do it again.
68-62.
They do it again. Beautiful press break. It was a little dicey with the passing, but they made it work. Got a wide open Taplin for his dunk to end the game, moving them to undefeated in the Collins Center. 6-0 here in the ice box. 2-0 in PacWest play. Can't ask for a better start.
And it's always promising when you can protect home court, get that home court advantage. Good game, sir. As we had Dominican athlete come over and slap hands with the broadcasters. We always like to see that. So for the Penguins, it's going to be, they're going to go on the road to Academy of Art on December 14th. And this Academy of Art has got 2 big-time scorers in Alexis Moore and Alex Carmen. We saw them for the PacWest CCAA Challenge here in the Collins Center. And that's going to be a test for the Penguins. As we've seen, These teams bring in good backcourts. That's mainly who the emphasis scoring is based off of. And then you got the Penguins, who can score virtually from their whole five starters.
Yeah, much like the Sea Lion team, Academy of Art is going to feature two strong shooting guards in Alexis Moore, the transfer from USC, and Alex Carman, who was PacWest Freshman of the Year. So you know that they can score. But the difference maker for the Penguins is that versatility like you're talking about. They have guys who can score inside in Haysbert and Golson, or you can get Hayes in the scoring act, Taplin, Carrillo. Either one of those starting five players can lead the team in scoring, which is important when you're playing against teams that are mainly focused around their guards.
And if you're Coach Booker T. Harris, you got to be happy with how the Penguins play down the stretch. They've really grinded out close games, and when you come out on top of these close games, especially in conference play, that just boosts your confidence as a team.
Yeah, it seems like every game that the Penguins are in right now is close and going down to those final minutes, to where it's key to make those free throws and those last-minute possessions count, which is what you're seeing right now. If you're Coach Booker T. Harris, you've got to like that. They moved to 6-0 at the Collins Center. Great home court advantage here in San Rafael. 2-0, like you talked about, in PacWest. Very good start. Our next broadcast for the men's team will be December 21st against Fresno Pacific, which is a Saturday game at 7:30. So make sure you tune into that. They're going to go on the road for two games against Academy of Art and California Baptist.
A little bit of a break away from the Collins Center. And the final box score, it was Golston with 18, Haysbert with 10, Carrillo with 6, he had 5 dimes, Taplin with 11, and Hayes with 12. So four starters scoring double figures for the Penguins. On the other side for the Sea Lions, it was Lesko to lead all scorers with 19, and Klassen, who was right behind him with 18. Both of them combined 6 for 15 from downtown, and that was mainly those two athletes keeping the Sea Lions in this ball game.
Yeah, the Penguins started out well in the first half. They got the ball to Golson and Taplin. They attacked inside. The zone didn't really throw them through too many fits as they were taking their patience and focusing on one key shot. Like we talked about, the difference in the first half also was the way they attacked the offensive boards. And that was the whole team. It wasn't just Golson and Hayes, but that was the Carrillo and Matt Hayes fighting for every rebound. You saw the heart and intensity from this team, and that's why they're 2-0 in PacWest play.
Penguins move to 8-2. They're 2-0. In PacWest play, they'll go on the road to Academy of Art to try to improve to 9-2 on December 14th at 8 p.m. And that's going to wrap everything up. Alongside with me is Mike Temple. I'm Alex Swan. Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. Good night, everybody.
Fresh, edgy, energetic, smart, sometimes crazy, but always real. It's happening here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.